Welcome to Executing the Vision podcast. I'm your host, Brad Hunter, president of Emerge Labs. On the podcast, we'll get to know the person behind the vision, their successes, their challenges, and their plans for the future. If you're interested in becoming a guest or know someone who might be a good fit, stick around to the end and we'll discuss how to apply. Now, enjoy the show. Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Executing the Vision. I'm Brad Hunter, host, and today we've got Michael Barringer. And Michael with, is it Max Outfit or MyMax is the website, right?
My website is MyMax Wellness.
Okay, the company's Max Wellness.
Yeah, named after my youngest son, Maxwell.
Okay, awesome. And tell everybody just a little bit about exactly what your company does, and then we'll start going into your story.
All right. I am a root cause healer. And what I mean by a root cause healer is someone that works to correct the root cause of a problem. I have a homeopathic marketing company that specifically works with root cause healers, niches like neuropathy, knees, emotional trauma, anything that is a quality of life issue that folks have just suffering with without any hope. Right? They don't have any hope because they've been told by their doctors that they can't get better, which nothing could be further from the truth. So I deal in awareness, in educating leads and bringing them to doctors who are root cause healers so that they can change the lives of not only that patient, but everyone in their universe that cares about them.
Okay, great. And I just earlier this week had a wonderful conversation, a podcast with a functional medicine doctor. And in from my kind of family experience, yeah, we've really transitioned over from that traditional medicine. We view traditional medicine as like the last ditch effort, as opposed to the other way around. If something's wrong, whatever it is, like the last person we care to talk to is a doctor on our health insurance plan. We look at it in just the opposite way, that like those are last ditch efforts, and very much so focus on that functional medicine and getting to the core of it, and getting to the, like you say, the root cause.
Our health system, as I see it, and I've been in it for 40 years, it's a matrix. In many ways, in a lot of ways, when it comes to chronic conditions, it's a lie, but an intentional, nefarious lie by our practitioners. It's just they don't know what they don't know. So when you're younger and you have insurance and you go see your doctors, that's for coughs, sniffles, shots, breaks, acute care things. But what our country's done is they've taken that acute care model and they apply it to chronic care. They don't treat the condition, they treat a symptom. I always found it amazing how someone could go into their doctor and within 3 to 5 minutes, that practitioner knows exactly what they have, right? Because they write down an ICD-10 code, right? Because you came in 3 to 5 of these symptoms mean I can give you this code, but basically it's to not be denied reimbursement, right? Because after the visit, they're going to have referrals to other colleagues for other special tests, medications, and everything that's directed at the symptom as opposed to the root cause. And it's not their fault. You hit someone in a car while you're texting on your phone, it may directly be your fault, like you tried to hit them, but you're still going to have issues.
Yeah. In from my experience, it just seems so much you have something that's wrong, or whatever it is, in some sort of a not feeling well, but whatever it might be of a chronic type issue. And then you go to your general and then they shoot you over to this specialist or that specialist. And those specialists, it just seems in my world that they have, it's like they have three choices, three buckets to put you in or something, right? That's all they can do is I can prescribe this medicine to you, or I can do this or that. Otherwise, it's like they have these handful of things that those handful of things probably do work for a percentage of people. They certainly do not work for everybody. And it just seems like that's the beginning and the end of like their knowledge and everything. Is you either fit into one of these couple categories or I don't know.
And they're just so busy, right? They're just so busy because things have morphed in traditional medicine over time. documentation requirements have gotten out of hand for these docs. They've been forced to see patients quicker. Reimbursement has decreased. They've been forced to see more and more quicker. And they're chasing their tail. So they don't even have time to educate themselves on any type of natural healing, because if they're going to take any time out of their workday to maintain CE and keep their license, it's going to be in something that they can see a patient for 5 to 10 minutes and bill insurance fully. That's the model. You take something like a diagnosis of fibromyalgia, lupus, and even as low as chronic sinus infections. The majority of these folks may very well be misdiagnosed. And when I say misdiagnosed, everyone's heard of something called leaky gut syndrome, right? Increased intestinal permeability, but they don't really understand how that affects everything. Real quick, when we have inflammation in our body, that affects everything, including our bowel. And our bowel is designed to keep what we put in our mouth comes out the other end, with the exception of water and nutrients and what the body needs getting through that barrier. But now with that inflammation, those pathways become bigger. Bacteria, toxins leak out. Our bodies are just designed to protect itself, heal itself, and fight foreign invaders. So there's an autoimmune response. The body's army goes out and is battling these toxins. If you've had an argument with your spouse or coworker or anything, they all have collateral damage. And this autoimmune battle within us presents as symptoms, right? And so now we go back to, I have all these symptoms. I look online. I don't find what I'm looking for. I go to my family doctor. And again, 3 to 5 minutes. Okay, yeah, you know, we think you might have lupus. We're going to refer you to XYZ. We're going to get a bunch of tests, put you in the hospital overnight, do all this stuff. Where when you heal leaky gut and you reduce that inflammation, those gaps go back to normal, nothing's leaking out. So if nothing's leaking out, why would there be an autoimmune response? And if there's no autoimmune response, there can't be collateral damage or symptoms. And if I don't have symptoms, why would I go to the doctor? And if I don't go to the doctor, I can't carry a diagnosis. And that's not every case, but it is the vast majority of patients, because 88% of our population has some level of metabolic syndrome. So my goal and my passion is to educate people and just give them the choice, because they depend too much on the medical establishment to give them the information, and they're only seeing one side of it.
And now, so tell me your backstory, because almost everybody that I come across in this space tends to be in this space, tends to have some passion, tends to have there's a reason they got guided into this space. So let me hear, what's your backstory?
It's an old cliche, everything happens for a reason. But as I get older and awaken myself, so I was born and raised in Connecticut. I had an odd childhood. There was love there, not a lot of communication, never really felt good, comfortable in my skin. We moved around a bit. We moved to South Jersey. And my sophomore year of high school, this guy starts talking to me. And it seems like he wants to be my friend. So I'm like, oh, this is new to me. So he asked, hey, I'm taking this course. Oh, it's an EMT course. I'm like, what's that? My dad's the captain of the local emergency squad, and my mom's a registered nurse. So I got this course to be on the squad. Me, I'm like, sure, I'll try it. A little codependency, right? Sure, you like me, I'll try it. So at 16 years old, I was an EMT first responder. I was able to see reality at a young age. I could handle it. And I was helping people. I decided to go to nursing school. My same buddy was going to nursing school. I said, okay, I could do that. Boy, that'd be great, working 3 days a week, helping people. Lo and behold, there was just a fuse that was lit. So when I came out of nursing school, I went right into emergency nursing and then high acute critical care. Before I knew it, I was working in level one trauma centers, cardiothoracic ICUs, surgical ICUs, and dealing with high acuity people. As far back as 1991, that's when I started talking to the family members of my critically ill patients and just educated them. Because as a nurse, my number one prime objective is to be a patient advocate. And I would tell them, just be educated about your loved one's care. Just because someone had a long white coat on doesn't mean they know everything. It's just a different job with a different training. I was going to write a book, right? Still May, How to Survive July. The majority of malpractice claims come in July, August, and September. In my mind, the reason is because July is when the scholastic year in healthcare schools, doctors, medical schools, turn over in July. So from a flip of the calendar, a med student is not now an intern. An intern is now a resident. A resident is now a fellow. A fellow is now an attending. And they may or may not have a chip on their shoulder. They may or may not dive in and want to save the world. But in a one-day change, they have all this other responsibility.
Right.
Yeah. So how to survive July. So yes, I did that for about 5 years in the civilian sector. And my family has a history of serving in the military. So I enlisted in active duty military service with the U.S. Air Force. I was a captain in the U.S. Air Force stationed down in San Antonio. I worked level one trauma there and trauma ICU. And as a nurse going in the military, it's funny, right? I go to officer training school, but it's not like I went through West Point. It's here's how you wear the uniform. This is how you salute and how to do it. And so I'm in there and I'm doing my job like I normally would have done in the civilian sector with a couple extra responsibilities. But because I had the history of pre-hospital care for a while, I was recruited for a team called the FAST team, Flying Ambulance Surgical Trauma Team. It was an inaugural group designed to support special operations in North and South America. So I'm now getting all this additional training, weapons training, evasive Humvee driving training. On the medical side, I'm learning how, as a nurse, to open and close abdomens, amputations, cutdowns. And it was awesome. But it's hard for me to explain who I am and where I come from without telling the entire story. So I did that. I got out of the military and I went into education. I was a critical care education manager for a 6-hospital health system. And then I got what I thought was my dream job, director of nursing in hospital administration. Wow.
Didn't pan out like you were thinking.
I've known that things aren't right. We're treating symptoms. People aren't getting any better. But now I had the proof, basically. It was in my face. I couldn't deny it anymore. So I left it. Tried to get my head together. Got into what some would call medical sales. But in my mind, was doing things the right way that were helping people. I was pretty good at that. Turns out I have a superpower of awareness and communication in certain situations. But I then got introduced to homeopathic side of medicine in about 2007, 2008, thereabouts, started dipping into that. 2016, I started working for a company that does bioidentical hormone replacement therapy in the form of implantable pellets in the glutes. And anyone who's interested at that, a free plug here is biote.com, biote.com. I have no association with them. I only worked with them for a year. They're life-changing. I'm a patient of theirs, and that's a conversation for a whole nother day.
And so what exactly is that?
All right. So most things that in healthcare that happen bad to us as we get older are due to inflammation and decreased circulation. The machine isn't working the way it normally is. Right. So both men and women, backtrack for a second. So testosterone is a big controller of inflammation in our body. Right. So as we lose that, as we get older,
that's interesting. I feel like I read a lot of things about testosterone and that's what I've never heard that.
Well, so the difference between there's multiple types of hormone therapy, right? So there's synthetic and then there's bioidentical. A lot of there's the siponates, the things that people are injecting. There's some creams, there's some pills. Women take something called Premarin, right? And the name of the drug is exactly what it's made from, Premarin, pregnant mare urine. So they're conjugating pregnant horse urine into estrogen and giving it to human women. I don't know any woman who's ever made horse estrogen. So what BioT does, and there's other knockoff companies that do it as well, and not knockoff, I don't mean to be disparaging, is they take the atoms from plants, right? Water's not water if it's not H2O. So they take the atoms from plants and they build the testosterone molecule molecularly identical or bioidentical. It's an exact copy. If you need a key for a lock and you get a copy made, that lock doesn't know it's a copy. It's an exact replica. Although at this level of administration, they're not covered by insurance, but they are made in one of two 503B FDA-approved compounding pharmacies in this country. And so they're made into pellets that are about the size of a grain of rice, and they're just implanted in the flesh of the glutes. Capillaries form around it. And as your heart pumps, the same exact copy of what your body needs is released.
Huh. A similar concept to people that are getting injections. We have more of a slow time release. Instead of having to get the injection every month type thing, that you do that how often?
As a man, it's every 5 to 6 months. And a woman, it is about quarterly.
Huh. Very interesting.
Yeah, and the problem with the injections is, right? So injections, number one, they come with a host of side effects because they're synthetic. A lot of pills and injections have to go through about 400 processes in our body just to get to the end point where they're going to try to do what they think they're supposed to do. But the injections, you're getting spikes and downs. In order for all-cause mortality and morbidity to drop, you need to maintain a level above 900. It needs to be a steady state. To get the breast cancer reduction, the prostate cancer reduction, I've seen DEXA scans for people with osteoporosis reverse, because all you're doing is basically tricking your body to function like it did in its 20s when it comes to all things testosterone and inflammation. Blood pressures normalize, right? Look, you got inflammation. That's inside the vessel too. There's only so much area for the blood, and our amount of blood doesn't change, so the pressure goes up. Don't worry, we have a pill for that. I even think about, maybe it was 5 or more years ago, they actually even changed what the definition of a normal blood pressure was. And I have it on good authority that was just to be able to put another few million people on low dose antihypertensive medications.
Yeah.
So I was with that, and that just opened my eyes up to just so many things. And when I get my teeth in something, then I'm like, all right, let's go. I'm going to help people. The only problem, I was on a plane a lot, traveling a lot. I had 4 kids left in the house, right? So I was approached by a doctor who was a member of a group of root cause healers called Blueprint to Practice Automation. I've been involved with them since, I think, 2017, 2018. Bunch of root cause healers. But he was paying for these niches and just wasn't doing anything with it. So he hired me on as a partner in his clinic. So what that meant was, number one, I was changing lives, primarily treating peripheral neuropathy. And if anyone is hearing this right now, if you're watching this, and anyone in your universe has a problem with their feet, their toes, numbness, tingling, burning, balance problems, wound, peripheral neuropathy, over 150 causes of it. All but about 2 or 3 are related to poor circulation. It is reversible. It is reversible. I don't know what else to tell you, but if someone has a problem with their feet out there, and you care about them, get in contact with me. I will put you in touch with a root cause healer around this country who average nationwide over 94% success rate, and they have helped hundreds of thousands of people literally reverse this condition. Being a partner.
And that's the focus, right, of Max Wellness, is that idea of you are working with offices around the country and really helping to teach them how to properly market and onboard and just convey this message. Is that kind of the core thing? It's like they know the treatment, they understand right. How to do the treatment, but you've mastered kind of the how to work with the customer throughout the process.
That's about half to three quarters right. So I was paying these marketing companies, and I was looking at the material they were putting out to these patients. These patients suffer from what I call healthcare PTSD, right? They have been told by their neurologist, their endocrinologist, that they can't get better. Nerves can't heal. All right. So I'm like, God, you don't know what you're talking about. So I just took a course, $127, to figure out how to make a landing page and do a Facebook ad. And I said, oh my God, this is what you guys are lying to me. And it's just another kind of math. And it just clicked with me. But yes, we do the lead generation. We do it for multiple different niches, but neuropathy definitely is our specialty. But what I do is I coach and teach and share how to make that connection with the patient, right down to the way you answer your phone, right? So in most marketing, they're using a software called High Level that all phone calls go through. It actually says, basically, I have a neuropathy lead coming in, but yet we answer the phone, hey, it's a great day at Wacky Wellness, we can help. This patient has been through the system. They have this PTSD. They have four questions etched in their mind. What kind of doctor? What's the treatment? Do you take insurance and how much does it cost? If we just tell them we can help, they're going to ask those questions. Our staff's going to have to now backpedal and use their training on avoidance. And some people are going to see that and you're not going to catch them and you're not going to help them. So if you know it's a neuropathy patient, gosh, answer the phone. Hey, it's a great day at Wacky Wellness, where Dr. X has over a 90% success rate at naturally reversing all-cause neuropathy. How can I help? So what we've now done is take control of the conversation. If we said that clearly, they're like, this doesn't align with what they've been told. So they may go, what are you talking about? My doctor said XYZ. Gosh, oh my God, I'm so glad you found us. In fact, Dr. X is a member of a group of providers across this country where nationwide the success rate is well over 90%, and they've helped hundreds of thousands of people in your situation successfully. May I ask you how long you've had neuropathy? What we're really doing is we're walking them down what I'm calling the awareness scale, providing them with tactical empathy. And mistakenly give our name, phone number, and email. We know that our phone's going to blow up. We're going to get a bunch of texts and emails. These folks are no different, but they also have been told that they can't get better. So it just screams snake oil or scam to them, which is insane. So when they question that, you give them that reassurance and you walk them down, asking them how long. And when they tell you, don't say we can help, I can schedule you. Tell them what they need to hear. My God. Brad, I'm sure that's impacted your life. Can you share what symptoms you're experiencing? And if you know your target, you're not going to hear anything that's a surprise. And they're going to tell you all the horrible things that are happening to them. And still, we're not going to say, oh God, I'm so sorry. Let's get you scheduled. We're going to ask them a very serious question, knowing that they suffer every single day. Yeah, Brad, can I ask, do you experience these symptoms more than two or three times a month? And they go, holy crap, no. It's every single day. I could live with it if it was only two or three times a month, and they're waking up a little bit. And then one last heavy dose of, Brad, that's not good. I am so glad you found us. We have a very high success rate and helped hundreds of patients in your situation successfully. I hope this is a good time to talk. I have some time now. Can I give you a quick call? It's a soft push away.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And when people say yes, they're listening. It's not you're calling them and say, hey, do you have 30 seconds for me to sell you something? It's because you actually care. You understand what it means if this patient doesn't come in. Right? They're going to continue to get vascular degeneration around their cells and surrounding tissues. They're going to lose function. Friends, family, freedom.
In how long patient comes across, gets into a chiropractor, or is it all chiropractors or does it vary?
No, the majority of my clients are, but I have nurse practitioners, DOs, MDs. The biggest misconception about chiropractors is all they do is manipulation and adjustment. That couldn't be further from the truth. They are expertly trained in treating the root cause of a problem so that everything that would normally follow after can't. So these are anyone can be a doctor, but it takes passion to become a root cause healer. And these guys have passion. They've been guys and gals. They've been mined for decades. Right? But no, it's anyone. And being a nurse, right? God, I would love nothing more to get this message out to the many nurse practitioners around this country who may or may not feel subservient to the medical establishment, may or may not have to have work under a doctor, Many now can work independently, but they're following that same model of sick care for the most part. They have no idea about these programs. If I could speak to nurse practitioners and just have a real conversation about this stuff, and it's not about money, right? I make a living as a byproduct of doing the right thing. That is what I've said my entire life. But these folks that, hey, maybe they're having a great life. They're making $250 a year. That would be an awesome life, I think. I don't even think most doctors and nurse practitioners make that. Let's say they're making $150 and they're comfortable. They could collect that in a month and change lives. And it's a fact.
In what is it? I'm a patient. I come in. What does the treatment timeline look like? I've gone through all sorts of different doctors here, there. I've come to the conclusion this is my last ditch effort, right? I've heard about this. Traditional doctors have told me I can't even be healed. I show up at the office. What does that, how long until I'm noticing an impact?
If we connect with you, if you get it, this provider can explain it to the patient. Doesn't matter how long they've had it. It can be a year, 5 years, 10 years, 15 years. If they follow their treatment plan, the vast majority of patients across this country, probably well over 85% of them, have noticeable and lasting improvements starting in about 3 weeks. The majority inside of 6 weeks after that. I've had patients as early as 19 days say, I got out of the shower and I can actually feel the coolness of the tile on the floor. Or at 2 months saying, God, I didn't realize I was standing up in the middle of the room getting dressed and didn't have to hold on to anything. So a quick answer is if a patient is qualified for care and fortunate enough to be offered a position in their program and they do what they're told, they will start feeling results within weeks. The vast majority of them, I'm talking well over 90% of them.
And how many, what's the total patient population in the US? What's your estimate of how many people out there are suffering from that?
I think there's about 60 million, or there's gotta be more than that worldwide, but I think in the US between 40 and 60 million people suffering with this, because it's not just diabetic neuropathy, it's cancer treatment with chemotherapy, use of statins for cholesterol, because that not only causes liver damage, it also causes neuropathy. Just by virtue of being in the hospital, overuse of non-steroidal anti-inflammatories, alcohol, drugs, back injuries. And my personal favorite, and it's like the fourth or fifth, is idiopathic neuropathy. And all idiopathic means is we don't know why you have it, you just have it. In the traditional healthcare model, it really doesn't matter because they're just going to send you to a neurologist or an endocrinologist, and you're going to have nerve conduction studies. You're going to have gabapentin, Lyrica when you get depressed, antidepressants. Eventually, and this is what I'm trying to avoid for every neuropathy patient, eventually, some surgeon somewhere is going to offer to surgically implant a nerve stimulator in their spine just to try and block these signals from getting from the brain. Here's how neuropathy happens because of this, blood vessels shrinking. Our bodies make new blood vessels every single day. We get a cut, that blood flow comes back. We know how the body performs that function. It's called angiogenesis. So all I did and all these root cause healers do is put the body in that state, give them the amino acids, trace elements for nitric oxide production. Use of low-level light technology. See, NASA invented, I'm so passionate about this that I get going in 14 different directions. You know, there is a protocol out there that is three-pronged. It concentrates on reestablishing circulation to the nerve cells and surrounding tissues. Prong two, reprogramming the nerve cells to handle the impulses properly, and then putting the body in the proper state for optimal nerve health and nerve healing. And this grows back quickly. In fact, let me ask you a question, Brad. Do you know what every diabetic is worried about?
Yeah, I believe, isn't it that idea of you have to get your feet amputated?
Exactly. And why do they need amputations, right? Because wounds won't heal. And why do wounds not heal? because they're not getting enough oxygen and circulation. That's why last ditch effort, after the PICC lines don't work, the debridements don't work, the vac pumps don't work, they put people in hyperbaric chambers. Pressurized environment, high oxygen. And all they're doing is they're taking that dressing off and they're trying to drive oxygen into the wound from the outside because that's what it needs to heal. But imagine if we can grow the blood vessels from the inside out as our body is meant to heal. Wounds heal exponentially faster. There is research. It's very plain. Diabetics who undergo this therapy for neuropathy, this treatment, a side effect of it is better blood flow the entire area. Their possibility of developing a diabetic wound drops by just over 90%. So what would it mean to a diabetic and their family if they basically didn't have to worry about an amputation? The peace of mind.
So, and then, okay, two questions. Sure. Question number one, and I don't know anything about this, might be completely inaccurate. With the whole COVID vaccine and everything, it seems like there's a lot of stuff coming up about how it affects your heart, how it affects whatever. So my assumption is that's got to be related to some of your arteries. And is that having any sort of a change in the world of neuropathy? Is that or not so much? More the myocarditis is like the main thing there?
No, and I'm speaking anecdotally from cases that my clients and the group of doctors I belong to, they are seeing a bump. They are seeing a bump in the idiopathic and some of the only things that have changed. I stay away from the whole vaccination thing.
Right.
But the data is very telling. What was it in 2019 over in Europe in all of professional sports or whatever area? It might have just been the UK. They might have had 25 cardiac deaths. And that includes minor league and all that. And I believe, don't quote me on this, that after the vaccines came out, that number rose to about 2,500 a year.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah.
So that's not my mission. I support.
Yeah, and where I was going with that, my next question, the idea of looking at this as far as more of a preemptive. Because for instance, like in my circle of friends, I got a handful of friends that for work, they had to get that. And they're just like, I don't know. Since then, I'm just not right. Like definitely something's different. And so the idea of looking at this as getting ahead of the curve on something like this, right? As opposed to, oh my gosh, things are so horrible. This is a last ditch effort. What about on the preventative side of things? If somebody is just starting to have concerns about whatever it might be, like how from a preventative side, this seems like something that could be helpful for a lot of different. You're talking about that concept of improving, you know, your arteries and things like that. I could see how that relates to a million different things. Mm-hmm. And from a preventative side, what's that approach of like, hey, I don't know, things just don't seem right. Is this something I should look into from a preventative measure?
See, at some point it becomes your body's natural ability can't keep up with it, right? Usually that's about a 10, 20% sensory loss. But if you're experiencing these symptoms early, infrared saunas, there are other low-level light therapies. You may not need the whole regimen, an anti-inflammatory Mediterranean-type diet. So one of the nutraceuticals that my clients use increases perfusion. And the properties in that, and there's studies out now about Alzheimer's episodes decreasing once they get someone's on a supplement that's increasing perfusion everywhere, including the brain. Preventative-wise, if you see this coming, you need to talk to a doctor. If what you're doing as far as lifestyle changes isn't working, the sooner you get on this, the better. But treating the pain is not going to increase the circulation. Treating the symptoms will do nothing.
Okay, and talk to me then. What's the best way for people to get in touch with you if they're hearing this conversation? And it seems twofold, right? You've got the just patient that hears this and says, huh, that's interesting. That's something I was unaware of. What's the best way they can get in touch with you?
Let me tell them why they should real quick. All right. Any marketing that someone's doing out there for quality of life healthcare issues, if they generated 100 leads, the people paying for those leads would probably be happy if 15 to 20% of those leads, after they opted in, were talking to them, because they're only surrendering their information because they didn't get the answer in the ad they clicked on. They didn't get the answer when they went to the landing page. And they're like, okay, if I give my information, the answer is going to be there. And it never is. But 15% of those 20, maybe max talking to you, that's a home run. With these techniques and communication and awareness that we use, our average engagement rate after the opt-in, or people actually talking to my clients, giving them a chance to educate them, is just over 70%. Our lowest client has a 52% engagement rate, and our highest has an 84% engagement rate. So if someone wants to get on a call with me, you can go to my website, mymaxwellness.com. You can email info@mymaxwellness.com. You can email me if you want, but I'd rather.
And that's the same thing from a provider here that is interested and would like to know more about your program. Same idea, right? Get in touch with you that way.
Absolutely. I take calls with people just to share, right? My mission is just to share, because I never know where it's going to connect and who it's going to help. If you have interest in nurturing and how that works, let's chat. If you have interest in becoming one of these root cause healers, or being in a group that has they have a locked in blueprint of how to do this. They support and teach. I go to masterminds quarterly with these folks, and they're awesome. Anything I can help out with.
And then what's the future look like? What are the next steps in the business?
It's reaching more people. It's obviously client generation, but we have a lot of ideas out there. So just on a dialing space, right? Just to lift all boats. So many people will get VAs over in other countries. And due to their circumstances, they're getting paid $3, $5 an hour. They're handling 800 calls and just grinding. We've developed a training program for schedulers of healthcare medical problems that are correctable like this. And we now have a platform to raise them up, a place for people to aspire to not just be doing that. I want to get my message out there. I want to speak. I want to share these things. But our core competency is helping the end user who's suffering and doesn't know if there's a better way.
Okay, great. Last couple things, piece of business advice. And I can go first on this one. For me, like a recent one that's come up is the idea, which talking to different clients and then reflecting on my own situation, right? Is that idea of that reverse engineering, that concept of figuring out where you want to be at the end of the year and working backwards on how you're going to get yourself there. It's come up in so many conversations in the past couple of weeks. And initially it was like, oh, advice that I'm giving to people. And then suddenly it was just like, what's my own situation really look like right now? Could that be helpful for me? And it's funny how just sitting down one night in that practice of just really going through those steps just opened up some things that I hadn't quite been paying attention to before. And really, you know, from my own perspective, was like, that was just a very helpful exercise. And it's something I sat down and did for 2-3 hours one night. I'm really doing that myself. And then next day, like, okay, I need to reach out to this staff member and that staff member and get this in alignment and that in alignment and everything. So yeah, so that would be one on my end.
So that's good. And I have it on good authority that you do an awesome job at just that and helping people grow and get a handle on what they're doing in their business. So to tag on that is, there's only two books that I have recommended to people time and time again. And the first one is Who Not How by Dan Sullivan and Dr. Ben Hardy. You're a who, right? People don't need to know how to do everything. They just need a who and be a who for other people. I was working very long hours until I read Who Not How. It completely freed me up to be able to focus on the things that mean the most to me and where my superpower lies.
And, I love that. I love a good book. And I have not heard of that one.
Okay. And the second book is anyone who's dealing with awareness, negotiations, is Never Split the Difference by Chris Voss. If you don't know who Chris Voss is, Chris Voss was the lead FBI hostage negotiator around the globe for I think 22 years. Now owns a company called the Black Swan Group, who teaches tactical empathy, negotiation techniques, but it's more of a way of teaching how to listen and looking for the cues to be able to connect to people and achieve your end goal. But I will say, my philosophy on anything in life, these techniques, they can be used for good or they can be used for evil. I choose to fight for the powers of good and only work with those that are trying to lift all boats. So if someone wants to reach out to me and talk, if it's just about the money, and it's just about the ROI, and the main reason isn't impacting that person's life and their community and their family, I probably won't be the fit for you because I'm not looking for abundance. I already have it. And the financial side of that just comes by being able to sleep at night. And the last bit of advice is I have a terrible memory. So I found it's a very good practice that if I never tell a lie, if I never skirt around the truth, I don't have to remember anything. And it has been such freeing way to live my life that I don't have to look at notes. I don't have to worry about what I said to anyone. I may say, hey, listen, forgot what we were talking about. Catch me up to speed. But it's
right.
Just be genuine. Have an awesome mission.
Yeah, and I think for sure, especially these days, to me, that the concept of just working for good, I think that resonates. I think there's been no shortage of examples of the opposite. I think most people really feel that more than ever, right? No.
It's awesome. I've also had the honor and privilege to get involved with a group of amazing human beings around this world in a entrepreneurs and founder group that is very intimate. I believe there's probably less than 250 members, and they are called Baby Bathwater. And I am forever grateful to running into them. It's just been mind-opening being around people just like me. They may not be in the same industry, but they have the same mission. They're fighting for the same powers of good. And when you live in your basement or work from home, you think all these thoughts in your head are your own. Right. And you're like really going crazy just by being able to openly express things to people and to find out, oh, yeah, no. Yeah, I feel that same way. To hear someone who makes $200 million a year tell you, oh, my God, yeah, I have imposter syndrome. Right. You know, you can't be. Right. It's just awesome. It's just awesome. It's life is good in the way it's on a path of doing exactly what I was put on this earth to do, and that's to help others.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. But yeah, it's funny. I came across, I became aware of Baby Bathwater for the first time last year. Never heard of it before, whatever. And then now I can't tell you the number of people. I personally haven't joined yet, but the number of people now that I know that are members and the wonderful things they have to say about it. But yeah, I've never heard a bad word said about it. Everybody that I've, you know, interacted with always has wonderful things to say.
It's, you know, they do an outstanding job of vetting people. There's nothing but awesome human beings in that group. And if you can get through it, and you're an awesome human being, Brad, but if people can get through the interviewing process, and the only thing I can say is that it was like I was separated from my tribe at birth, and I finally found them.
That's great. Yeah. That's great. Hey, it has been wonderful talking with you. I love what you're doing. Certainly want to get the word out there as much as possible. And yeah, any final things?
Man, just be nice, people. Just be nice. Everybody's going through something. When that patient is rude or they're going through it. Let's just walk in other people's shoes and look at it from a different perspective.
Yeah. Well said. All right. Well, thank you, Michael. Have a wonderful day.
I appreciate you so much.
All right. Bye. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Executing the Vision. If you'd like to be a guest, go to emergelabs.us and click on the podcast page. If you like what you heard, please share the episode and subscribe. Ratings and reviews go a long way to help promote the show. You can find us on Instagram at brad.emergelabs, as well as X, Facebook, and LinkedIn, where we strive to provide valuable information on business and life. We'd love to hear your thoughts on the show and what you'd like to see in future episodes. Thank you again, and have a great day.